Secretariat Third Base, Mishnah Hay, Ain Chayavim, Ashmiya Sakal, Babitu Sasayim, Bakhtimus Mikdash Bekadosh. That thing that is Mora Ahara of the toes. That's impossible that there's no Esther Shmiya Sakal, which is that somebody who knows data for somebody else is Mechuyah to go to Bezin and be mad for that person. For example, if Reuben owes Shimon $200 and there are Adam that know that Reuben owes Shimon the money, they are Mechuyah to come and be mad. Now, if Shimon comes over to the Adam and says, please be mad for me, and they swear that they do not know the Adas, and it turns out that that's not the case. They did know the Adas. Zech I have to bring a korban ol over yerek. Now, Bezin, that by mistake, makes a hurrah, they pocket that a person who knows the Adas is not mechuyav to come and be mad. In such a case, even if the rogue seaver does, alpid the hurrah says in this iser, they are not chayav a parhel and dover shel tzibah. The reason is, as we saw earlier, that Bezin is only chayav to bring a parhel and dover shel tzibah on something in which there is a chayav chatas kavua, regular chayav chatas. As opposed to this case, there is no regular chayav chatas. Instead, it's a chayav korban ola b'yorit, so therefore, there's no parhel and dover shel tzibah. So too, if they are mora hora, that there's no iser to make a shvuas bitul, which is somebody makes a shvua shaloa chati that I did not eat and he really ate, or he makes a shvua that he ate and he really didn't eat, that's called a shvuas bitul, and in such a case, his chai is to bring a korban ol b'yorid also. So therefore, in this case also, if Bezin is mora hora, that there's no iser to take a shvuas bitul b'sheker, they are not chai to bring a parhel and dover shel tzibah, even if most of the kal does this iser al pim, since there's no chiyav regla chatas over here. Instead, it's a chiyav korban ol over here. And the same is true if Bezin is mora hora, that there's no iser to go into the Beit HaMikdash betuma or to eat kachim betuma. In such a case also, the chiyav for doing so b'shogeg is not a chiyav chatas, not a regular chiyav chatas. Instead, there's a chiyav to bring a korban ol over here. So therefore, if Bezin paskins that it's mutter, and most of the kal does so al pim, Bezin would not be chayav to bring a parhel and dover shel tzibah. And a nasi, meaning a melech, that is over one of the above mentioned isurim, would not have to bring a chatas. As it is, that a melech that does one of the isurim in which there is a chiyav chatas, he brings a chiyav chatas, a sar, he brings a sar as opposed to a regular person that is over on something which there is a chiyav chatas, he brings a kispah or a sirim. Melech also has to bring a korban, he brings a sar. Now the din is, Rabbi Yosef Gluli said that a melech that is over on one of these isurim does not bring a korban ol b'yorid. The reason is because by korban ol b'yorid, the pasuk says bim lo tagia yado, bim lo tasig yado. If a person does not have the money to buy a behema for a korban, then the pasuk tells us that instead he brings an oath, or if he doesn't have the money for an oath, he brings a mincha. Now by a melech, it's not shayach this idea of lo tagia yado and lo tasig yado. A melech always has money. A melech is an usher. So therefore, the whole din of korban ol b'yorid does not apply to a melech. As a melech, since it's not possible that he would be in a situation of lo tagia yado, so therefore the whole inyan doesn't apply to him, and he would not bring a korban ol b'yorid. So therefore, these are sorim that we mentioned before. Since the din is to bring a korban ol b'yorid, a melech would not bring this korban according to Rabbi Yosef Gluli. And so too, a kohen gadol that is mora hora la'achmo, he passes for himself that one of these above mentioned isurim is mozer, and he goes ahead and does one of these isurim api his own hora, he also would not bring a korban ol b'yorid, as a kohen gadol also can never come lidanias. He can never become poor, since the pasuk says that kohen gadol me'achav and chachamim learn out from there galu mishal achav, that his brothers, the other kohenim, have to make him wealthy. So therefore, the whole inyan of lo tagia yado and lo tasig yado also does not apply to kohen gadol. He can never become poor, since his brothers are mechuyav to make him wealthy. So therefore, he also does not bring a korban ol b'yorid. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hanafi Chayav B'Kulon Chutz Meishmiyat HaKol Sha'amelech Lodan V'Lodan Enoso Lomeid V'Lo Me'idin Oso. Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yosef Gluli. He holds that a melech that is over one of these isur does bring a korban ol b'yorid, just if he is over on the isur of Shmiyat HaKol, which is that he knew Adas and he took a shvuah. He did not know the Adas, he would not bring a korban. As a melech anyway cannot be made, so there's no significance to the shvuah that he claimed that he did not know the Adas, since even if he knew the Adas, he would not be able to be mad. As a melech cannot be a dayan, and we cannot judge him in Bezin, he cannot be mad in Bezin, and we cannot be mad against him in Bezin. So since he can't be mad anyway, there's no chiyav korban if he takes a shvuah that he does not know the Adas, but if he is over on Bitis Mitzrayim and on Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, he would have to bring a korban ol b'yorid according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does agree, though, with Rabbi Yosef Haglili, that a kohen gadol does not bring a korban olah v'yorid if he is mora hora for himself, that one of these isurim is mutar, and he goes ahead and is over on one of these isurim. He would not bring a korban olah v'yorid. That even though Rabbi Akiva argues with the reason that Rabbi Yosef Haglili gives, as according to Rabbi Akiva, even though a melech and a kohen gadol cannot become poor, still the Indian of korban olah v'yorid applies to them, but Rabbi Akiva has a special mias that a kohen gadol does not bring a korban olah v'yorid, as opposed to a melech, he would bring a korban olah v'yorid if he's over on Bitas Vasayim or Tumas Mikdash B'Kadosh. Masechet Arias, Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav. Kohen mitzvah shebetorah shechayavin al donim karet v'ashigigasom chatos. All the mitzvahs in the Torah in which there would be a chiyuv karet if somebody is over on this mitzvah on purpose, and there would be a chiyuv chatos if somebody is over on this isra b'shogeg mistakenly, hayachin may be kisbo se'ira. An individual that would be over on one of these isurim b'shogeg, he would bring as his chatos either a kisba or a sira. It would be his choice to decide whether to bring a kisba for a chatos or a sira for a chatos. But hanafi sar, if a nafi, meaning a melech Yisrael, is over on one of these isurim in which there is a chiyuv chatos for, he would bring as his chatos a sar. U'mashiach u'bezdin mevim pa. And if a Mashiach, meaning a Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the Shemna Mishcha, is Mora Hora La'atzmo, he paskins for himself, that one of the Yisurim in which the Chiyuv Chatos for is Mutar, and he goes ahead and does the Yisur Api his Hora, he would bring for his Chatos a Par, this is called a Par Mashiach. And a Bezdin, which is Mora Hora for the Tzibor, they paskin, that one of the Yisurim in which the Chiyuv Chatos for is Mutar. And most of the tzibur goes ahead and is over this Isra Api, the Hora of Bezin, then Bezin would bring for their chatas a par, this is called a par helam davar shel tzibur. Uva avodazor, hayachid ba'anasi ba'mashiach mavien se'ira. And by the Isra of avodazor, if somebody is over on one of the surim of avodazor in which there is a chiyav chatas for, such as he bowed down to an avodazor, if he is a yachid, he would bring for his korban chatas, a se'ira. Avodah Zarah is different than other yisurim. A yachid does not have a choice to bring either a kisbo or a se'ira. Instead, he would have to bring a se'ira for his chatas. And a nasi, a melech, that is over the isur of Avodah Zarah, would also bring a se'ira. And a kohen mashiach, that is mora hora la'atmo, that is mutter to bow down to an Avodah Zarah, and he goes ahead and bows down to the Avodah Zarah, he also would bring for his chatas a se'ira. Ubezdin par v'sar, par la'ola v'sar l'chatos. And the bezdin, that is mora hora, that one of the surim of Avodah Zarah, is mutter. And Roba the Kal goes ahead and is over this isra p'yem, they would bring for their chatos a par and a sar. The par would be an ola, and the sar would be a chatos.